Good morning. It's Thursday, March 14th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. State Senator Richard Cash of Anderson, who in past years has introduced bills in the legislature to ban abortion, is pushing a new bill that he says would put an end to the sale, purchase, donation, or acceptance of the fetal remains of aborted babies for experiment or research.
And there's nothing in the law. In fact, currently the DHEC regulations would allow fetal remains to be donated from an abortion. And I just think that's wrong.
Cash's bill would make it a felony to sell or donate fetal tissue for research. A 2014 report included the University of South Carolina as a research site that used fetal tissue. That research no longer takes place. State officials say they plan to fast-track legislation that would provide the owner of the Carolina Panthers football team investment tax credits to facilitate moving the team's headquarters and practice facilities to South Carolina. Yesterday, Governor McMaster announced the Panthers organization is considering relocating from Charlotte to a site in Rock Hill. York County Senator Wes Clymer says state officials are approaching the potential $150 million investment by the team like they would any other economic development opportunity.
The only thing the Panthers have asked for is to be treated fairly as the state would treat any other company that's looking to bring jobs in here. They're not asking for a handout. The legislation we filed is just a request to be treated fairly. It's a very reasonable thing to request, and I'm hopeful we'll get this thing passed.
Panthers owner David Tepper met with McMaster, Clymer, and other state officials at the governor's mansion in Columbia yesterday. Lexington County authorities say a high school student was struck by a car on campus after parking and walking toward the school. The student was taken to the hospital in serious condition after being hit yesterday morning at Lexington High School. Someone driving a truck, dropping a different student off to school, struck the victim walking along an access road on campus. Authorities are investigating the wreck and no charges have been filed. The South Carolina House has given its final approval to its version of the state's $9 billion spending plan. Representatives voted 100-2 yesterday morning to send the budget to the Senate. The State Ports Authority is praising President Trump's latest budget proposal for including millions to deepen the Charleston Harbor, a project that's been in the works for nearly a decade. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
The proposal puts aside $138 million to make way for bigger container ships by dredging the harbor to 52 feet. It's the first time the budget has called for specific funding for this project, which began construction at the channel's entrance last February. The Army Corps of Engineers recently revised a formula measuring its economic benefit. The Ports Authority hopes to have it complete by late 2021. Congressman Jim Clyburn calls the president's budget dead on arrival, but says he will work to ensure the harbor deepening project has adequate funding. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
A group of senators is reviewing a proposal that would allow for a week of early voting for statewide primaries and general elections ending the Saturday before an election. The State Election Commission executive director supports the bill, saying it would reduce lines and waits on Election Day. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.